Oh, excuse the excitement, but it's great to be able to tell you once again we've got a guest here at Dingley Dell. We haven't since Boxing Day had anybody here. Val Dunican was with us over the Christmas period, and it's great to have another Irishman here, Ralph McTell. Or is that Scottish McTell?
Actually, I got a name from a black blues singer in the States that I really admired, and I used to play a few of his tunes years ago, and I got the nickname, and it stuck when I tried to change it back to my real name of Shufflebot, and they didn't want to know it. They said it didn't have the same ring about it, so...
Shufflebottom?
No, not really.
No?
But I've been Ralph McTell ever since.
Yeah. Now, I don't know whether to believe it. Is Ralph McTell your real name?
No.
It isn't?
No, it's from... I got the name from Blind Willie McTell, who used to play the 12-string guitar. He came from Atlanta, mm-hmm. in Georgia. I really loved the way he played, and I just picked up the nickname. And when I was introduced to the record company, I was naturally introduced to them by the name most people knew me as. And I said, well, look, I'd like to go back to my real name. And I told them what it was, and they said, no, we're staying with McTell.
Oh, are you going to tell us?
Well, it's not that bad. It's May, actually, M-A-Y, which is a good Irish
name. May, that's
name,
a girl's name.
Well, that was my second name.
Oh, you're not May McTell.
No, that's... I've got a sunny morning.
where did Ralph come from, then?
Well, that was my parents' idea. You know, that is my real name, yes.
Oh, that is?
Yes.
Ralph's real. McTell is just a pseudonym.
That's right.
I never saw you as a plastic pop singer with a false name.
Listen, I tried so hard to go back to being Ralph May that one guy used to book me alternately as Ralph McTell and Ralph May. You know, he used to drive me bananas, you know. So in the end, I just said, right, let's stay with one of them. So he said, well, everybody else is calling you McTell, so I will from now on. It was a running... sort of joke at Les Cousins in Greek Street a few years ago as well, yeah.
Well, I mean, I pulled you apart as far as the name's concerned. Did you enjoy it last night? Did you enjoy dinner last night?
Smashing. Absolutely great.
Was the room okay?
Yes, I've left a sample of human hair and skin on one of the beams because it's a little low for me.
Yes, you're a lot bigger than you sound on record.
Well, I think my voice broke again since the early recordings, and I've certainly grown a bit since then, you know. Yes, it's,
Well, I mean, you obviously know the form. Well, we said you either paid the mill last night or you play today. So we want some tunes this morning.
Well, I'd love to. I hope my hands stop shaking enough to perform, yes.
Yes, you were pushing that gooseberry wine, weren't you? Do you want to go straight into a tune now, or would you like me to play a record? I'm quite easy.
Well, I'll play a tune which is kind of related to where we are, because I wrote this when I was staying in a small cottage in Wales, leaving also small samples of human hair and skin on the beam. And nothing happened for a week. I was... the cottage was fixed under below a mountain, and the sun just used to roll over the mountain into the sea every day. And we could only get the arches at 7:30. The reception was pretty bad. And I wrote this instrumental, and then when I got home, I wrote the words to it. So this is called Nettle Wine.